Well, the high school football season got kicked off around the area last night, and we had a game for you from Exira. The Audubon Wheelers and Exira EHK Spartans battled it out to the bitter end in Exira last night, but ultimately the Wheelers were able to hang on to the lead that they had for the majority of the game and got their first eight-man football win, 38-32, the final. The Wheelers are transitioning this season from 11-man to 8-man football, and they got a great early test from the Spartans. Coach Sean Burke said he wasn't sure what to expect, but was proud of the way that his team learned throughout the game.
Yeah, it really, really, really feels good. I mean, it looks like kind of a playoff atmosphere tonight. You know, I wasn't sure what to expect. We got out to an early lead. Their depth kind of showed in the second half. We don't have as many guys, especially experienced guys. We wore down a little bit there in the third quarter, start of the fourth. That third quarter took forever. Oh, my goodness. And we were just trying to bleed that clock out. Had enough to come out with a win. Quality team. Definitely learned a lot about ourselves. Showed that we're capable of playing an eight-man game as well. But we have a lot to work on as we go forward, too.
The Spartans got off to an early 7-0 lead on their first possession of the game. Audubon answered back with a score on their first offensive possession. The Wheelers took the lead for good on the first play of the second quarter as quarterback Tyler Reboff scampered in on a 13-yard touchdown run to make it a 12-7 ball game. The Wheelers would lead 24-7 at half, but Exira EHK used their strong depth to push back within a score twice in the second half. Coach Burks liked the way the Wheelers responded to adversity when the Spartans rallied.
Yeah, they responded to adversity a lot. That's something we talk about. You know, everything's not going to go great all the time. I mean, you're playing a quality team. They're going to execute things. They're going to do things right. And first game out, we were playing eight-man for the first time. There's some things that, you know, we kind of scratched, we didn't put in. One of the touchdown plays was a play we hadn't run. I mean, we hadn't even run it. It wasn't even in the playbook. But they know the system, they know what we're calling, and they ran it really well. So I was very pleased with the way they picked things up on the fly. We battled. Boy, did they battle. Those guys, I told them early on tonight, I said, these guys are used to winning. They're deep. They're talented. They're not going to give in. It's going to be a battle for four quarters. You're going to have to see who wants it more late. And they wanted it. We wanted it. We were just able to come out with just enough at the end.
Exira EHK scored the final points of the game on a 3-yard Drew Buchholz touchdown run with 4:01 remaining. That made it a 38-32 ball game. The Wheelers were then able to churn out three first downs on their final possession to milk the clock dry and seal the win. Wheeler receiver Josh Lang said it was good to get a win against a strong Spartan squad.
Yeah, they're definitely a decent team. They got a lot of experience. Feels good to beat them. I have a feeling we might see them again in playoffs sometime. So.
And that's certainly a possibility. Two very good teams and a good game there to start off the season last night in Exira. Other scores from high school football last night. It was Atlantic getting a late field goal as they knock one in there with about 50 seconds left to get the victory over Clarinda 16-14 last night as the Trojans start the Mike McDermott era 1-0. Other scores involving teams from Class 3A District 7 included Dallas Center Grimes beating ADM 35-6. Bondurant Farrar was a 24-21 winner over Winterset. Crestonoria Maxburg beat Boone 28-7. Carroll was a 56-20 winner over South Central Calhoun. Councilbus Thomas Jefferson beat Denison Schleswig 43-24. Glenwood shut out Councilbus Abraham Lincoln 41-0. It was Lewis Central 45-13 over Harlan as the Titans get their first ever home victory against the Cyclones, and they do it in emphatic fashion. In Class 2A District 7, or teams involved in 2A District 7, of course, all games last night were non-district games. IKM Manning was a 20-14 winner over East Sac County. AHSTW beat Shenandoah 13-6 in overtime. Kemper Catholic was a 34-0 winner over Greene County. Southwest Valley beat Red Oak 32-28. Southeast Valley was a 45-6 winner over Eagle Grove. Underwood beat Traynor 35-7. Some games involving Class 1A District 7 teams. Missouri Valley beat Griswold 28-0. St. Albert topped Logan Magnolia 23-6. West Central Valley was a 19-12 winner over ACGC. Maple Valley Anthon Odo beat Tri-Center 28-21. Also, it was Westwood and OABCIG on the schedule. They're set to play today. That game was scheduled for today at Elwood Olsen Stadium in Sioux City. Games involving Class A District 7 teams. I-35 beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 34-13. Mount Air was a 35-0 winner over Nottoway Valley. West Monona beat Riverside 18-0. Southeast Warren was a 21-7 winner over Grandview Christian. And Van Meter knocked off Earlham 41-0. In eight-man play, teams involving District 6, Bedford beat Sydney 24-22. Lamoni was a 46-6 winner over Clarinda Academy. Stanton topped East Mills 28-6. East Union 50-0 over Essex. Fremont Mills beat Lennox 42-0. Moravia beat Mormon Trail 47-0. Murray tops Cam 38-36. Wayne was a 48-0 winner over Seymour. In eight-man District 7 play, Audubon topped Exira EHK, as we mentioned, 38-32. Booyer Valley beat Woodbine 71-22. And games involving teams from eight-man District 8, Remsen St. Mary's beat Arweva 40-31. Clay Central Everly over Charter Oak Ute 32-28. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Newell Fonda 49-26. Gretinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire was a 52-12 winner over Glidden Ralston. Kingsley Pearson beat River Valley 40-18. And West Harrison 55-46 over Siouxland Christian. You can take a look at all those scores if you missed anything on our sports page as well at KJN.com. In Major League Baseball last night, Jed Jerko homered and Luke Weaver pitched six strong innings to earn his first Major League win as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Oakland Athletics 3-1. Jerko's 423-foot shot in the first extended the Cardinals' home run streak to 15 games, the longest active streak in the majors, and made it 2-0 after two batters. Weaver gave up one run and four hits in a career-high six innings in his home debut for the Cardinals. Five of his seven strikeouts were looking. Cardinals center fielder Rando Grichuk made a diving catch on a sinking drive by Stephen Vogt to end the fifth, and Johnny Peralta made a sprawling stop at third base and threw out Chris Davis to start the sixth. Sungwan Oh got the last three outs for his 13th save, and Ross Detweiler gave up three runs and six hits while striking out six and five and one-third innings. Eric Hosmer and Alex Gordon homered, and Ian Kennedy allowed one run through five innings as the Kansas City Royals continued their month-long hot streak with a 6-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox last night. In other scores in the American League, the Yankees beat Baltimore 14-4, Toronto 15-8 over Minnesota, Detroit beat the Angels 4-2, it was Cleveland over Texas 12-1, Seattle beat the White Sox 3-1, and Houston 5-4 over Tampa Bay. In National League play, it was Washington over Colorado 8-5, Miami beat San Diego 7-6, the Mets topped Philadelphia 9-4, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 5-3, Arizona beat Cincinnati 4-3 in 11 innings, the Cubs went the distance in 10 innings to beat the Dodgers 6-4, and San Francisco was a 7-0 winner over Atlanta. Pacific Coast League Baseball, the Iowa Cubs beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 6-5 last night. They'll play once again here this evening at Principal Park. That's a look at the latest in sports. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.